Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Russell. Batting third. The right fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frankie Gustin. Batting sixth. The first baseman, L.B. Fletcher. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Lanning. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Johnny Lanning. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dane Clay. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Lipke. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bert Haas. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Eddie Lucan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ewell Blackwell. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Ewell Blackwell. And now, play ball. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley takes first base on ball four. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clay. Russell reaches second base with a double. Handley moves to third. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Handley scores. Russell moves to third. It's 1-0, Pirates. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner strikes out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin takes first base on ball four. Elliott moves to second. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Russell scores. Elliott scores. Gustin moves to second. It's 3-0, Pirates. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Johnny Lanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanning hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Handley bunts towards third. Hatton juggles the ball. That's an error on Hatton. Lanning moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lanning moves to third. Handley moves to second. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to home to get Lanning. Handley moves to third. Russell moves to second. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mueller moves to third. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mueller scores. Lucan moves to third. It's 3-1, Pirates. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Miller. The throw from Sokold and he is safe. Miller steals second. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gustin strikes out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fletcher hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-1 in the game. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-1 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lipke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0-for-1 in the game. Sokold hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lanning bunts in front of the plate. Mueller fields it and throws to first for the out. Sokold moves to second. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Handley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sokold moves to third. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Russell strikes out. Two outs. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Elliott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lanning fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lucan hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Elliott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gustin bunts towards the mound. Blackwell fields it and throws to first for the out. Kiner moves to second. One out. L.B. Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-2 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Ewell Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Blackwell hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-2 in the game. Clay hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hatton hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sokold settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sokold takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lanning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanning is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lanning bunts towards first. Haas fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Adams covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lipke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. Mueller takes first base on ball 4. Lipke moves to second. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a pop-up towards the mound. Lanning settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lucan takes first base on ball 4. Lipke moves to third. Mueller moves to second. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Lamarno pinch hits for Ewell Blackwell. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Clyde Shaw now pitching. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-3 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Lipke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Adams scores. Hatton moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Pirates. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Gustine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Clay. Gustine reaches second base with a double. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fletcher bunts towards first. Haas scoops it up and throws to first, with Adams covering, for the out. Gustine moves to third. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-3 in the game. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sokold hits a line drive towards first. Haas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-3 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Haas moves to second. Ken Gables now pitching. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lucan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. One out. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, halfway down the third baseline. Gables gets to the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Gables. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's Pirates, 3, Reds, 3. Clyde Sean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sean strikes out. Two outs. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0-for-4 in the game. Clay hits a fly ball into left field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Burgess Whitehead pinch hits for Ken Gables. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a line drive towards short. Miller reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Handley hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Russell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Jack Hallett now pitching. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Adams strikes out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Lipke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipke is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lipke hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mueller hits a fly ball into center field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Usher now playing right field. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Kiner hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Al Lopez now catching. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lucan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lucan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lucan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Shawn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shawn is 0 for 1 in the game. Shawn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 3. The Pirates will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fletcher hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 4 in the game. Cox hits a fly ball into left field. Lucan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Maurice Van Robais pinch hits for Jack Hallett. Maurice Van Robais is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Van Robais hits a fly ball into center field. Clay settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Albosta now pitching. Dane Clay is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clay is 0 for 5 in the game. Clay hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Adams bunts in front of the plate. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Clay moves to second. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hatton is walked intentionally. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher takes first base on ball 4. Clay moves to third. Hatton moves to second. Hank Gornicki now pitching. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Mueller bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Clay scores. Hatton moves to third. Usher moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.